Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
The United Nations Climate Change Conference opened yesterday in Madrid with the Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, saying he's disappointed with global efforts to date. While 200 countries pledged themselves to a green revolution, much of the talk in the climate crisis space now revolves around global tipping points. Large-scale climate crises, previously thought unlikely, but now calculated as increasingly probable. An article published in the scientific journal Nature said that these climate tipping points were too risky to bet against. Philip Boucher-Hayes has this report on what those tipping points are and how close we might be to abrupt and irreversible climate changes.
2 decades ago, climate scientists introduced us to the idea of tipping points, events like the Antarctic ice sheets melting or the loss of the Amazon, high impact, planet changing and irreversible. At first, they thought these tipping point events would only occur if global warming exceeded 5 degrees centigrade above pre-industrial levels. The most recent reports from the UN's Intergovernmental Panel of Scientists suggest that tipping points could be triggered between 1 and 2 degrees of warming. Today, temperature rises are at 1.1 degrees and could hit 1.5 within 10 years. Tim Lenton is a climate scientist from Exeter University who co-authored this report in the journal Nature. Climate tipping points, too risky to bet against.
The climate situation is both high risk now and urgent. And in my view, that's the definition of an emergency, meaning if we carry on the way we're going, we are indeed going to cross some damaging tipping points in the climate.
Data recorded at S10 Camp has shown that the Greenland ice sheet has lost 4 times as much mass than in the previous decade. If all this was to all melt, it could raise sea level by up to 7 meters, which would be
disastrous. The Greenland ice sheet is melting at an accelerating rate. It could be doomed at 1.5 degrees of warming, which could happen as soon as 2030. And this tipping point will then in turn lead to other planetary tipping points.
Its meltwaters are heading into the Atlantic Ocean. They're slowing down the great overturning circulation of the Atlantic Ocean. We know from Earth's past that that drags the ring of rainfall around the tropics southwards, so it will impact the monsoons in West Africa, in South America and around the planet in India.
Melting glaciers in Greenland knock onto reduced rainfall in areas of West Africa at risk from desertification and further threaten the ice sheets in Antarctica. In the last 10 years, we have learned that the ice in the Amundsen Sea off Western Antarctica might have itself passed a tipping point. The point where ice, ocean and bedrock meet is retreating irreversibly. When it collapses, it could bring the rest of the West Antarctic ice sheet with it. Over 1,000 years, this could lead to 3 metres of sea level rise, to be added to the 7 metre rise from the loss of the Greenland ice sheet. The timescale for the Amazon rainforest tipping point is potentially within our lifetimes.
So the Amazon rainforest is an extraordinary system where the trees support themselves by recycling the rainfall they need. But if we chop too many trees down, or the climate's drying and fires take too many trees out, well, the forest will lose its capacity to support itself and potentially collapse, losing this incredible harbour of biodiversity and life support for us.
This tipping point, when the Amazon can no longer generate its own rainfall, could happen at 40% of deforestation, or it could happen at just 20% forest cover loss. 17% of forest cover has been lost since 1970, so the point at which the Amazon can no longer generate its own rainfall and continue to grow is really possibly just around the corner. Climate change-fueled fires are taking a toll on the massive boreal forests of North America too. They are now at risk of tipping from being net carbon sinks to becoming net emitters as the permafrost melts. In fact, further north, all across the Arctic Circle, permafrost is melting, releasing carbon dioxide and methane. Another cascade looms there too. Currently, it is calculated that there is a 50-50 chance of keeping heating below 1.5 degrees if we don't emit more than 500 gigatons of carbon dioxide. Our current annual budget is 40 gigatons a year. In other words, we will use up 400 gigatons by 2030. But if the Amazon dies back, that will add 90 gigatons. If the boreal forests go too, that will add another 110 gigatons. Permafrost emission could account for another 100 million tons. 300 gigatons out of a budget of 500 before the carbon created by human activity pushing us hotter and hotter and further increasing the likelihood of more tipping points cascading off one another.
We stand at a critical juncture in our collective efforts to limit dangerous global heating.
Knowing the numbers behind what the UN Secretary General said yesterday opening the conference only makes his words seem more prophetic.
By the end of the coming decade, we will be on one of two paths. One is the path of surrender, where we have sleepwalked past the point of no return, jeopardizing the health and safety of everyone on this planet. Do we really want to be remembered as the generation that buried its head in the sand, that fiddled while the planet burned?
Philip Boucher-Hayes reporting for us.